not asking you for feedback about what you've been discussing, and that's because when everybody else comes back in, I'm going to ask for feedback from everybody about how we've been exploring what it means to be humble. And we'll hear from some of the guys that have been doing craft activities and other activities out there, and I'm hoping we'll hear from some of you guys about the things you've been talking about in your groups as well. So, Peter said to Jesus, you can't wash my feet because you're more important than me. But of course, Jesus went on and did it anyway. And then when he'd finished, and I'm sure you'll remember this, if you want to read the whole story, it's in John chapter 13, and it'd be a great thing to read it when you get home. I decided not to because of time, but do read the whole story through. But when he'd finished washing everyone's feet, Jesus said this to them. He said, I did this to set you an example. If I did this for you, you all need to be willing to do this for each other. That's what he said to his disciples when he'd finished washing their feet. And so he was showing them that they shouldn't act as though they were better than other people. He was, in effect, he was saying, stop trying to come out on top. Stop worrying about being first. Stop worrying about making other people think that you're the coolest. In fact, stop comparing yourselves with other people at all. Because what happens when we compare ourselves with other people often comes out as envy and boasting. Because if I compare myself with you, and if I feel like something about you is better than me, what's going to happen inside me is that I'm going to get envious. I'm going to start to feel jealous of you. Or if I compare myself with you, and as I compare myself, I think that something in me is a little bit better than you, then what's going to happen inside me is that's going to come out as feeling boastful and proud. And both of those things stop me from loving the way that God wants me to love. And so what I need to do is to stop comparing myself to you in any way at all. In any way at all. Years ago, I used to ride horses. And I didn't know this until I started riding horses. But if you've got a group of horses, they have a pecking order. One of them is very definitely the most important horse. And the most important horse knows that it's the most important horse. And the most important horse has to go first. If you open a gate so they can go from one field into another, the most important horse always goes first. And if you're riding the horses, the most important horse expects to be at the front. And the way it worked out was that as I was learning to ride, I rode the most important horse. Because he should have been the easiest horse to ride. But because I was a brand new learner horse rider, I didn't ride at the front, I rode at the back. And so the most important horse, with me sitting on it, was forced to ride at the back. And he would whinny, and he would buck, and he would stamp, and he would constantly try to overtake the other horses because he was insulted at being asked to play second fiddle. He was insulted at being asked to ride at the back. And you know what, folks? We're just like horses. We are. Often what happens inside if we get asked to play second fiddle in some situation is that we're insulted. It's a personal affront not to be given the recognition we feel we should. Not to be given the position we feel we should. Not to be given the prominence we feel we should. Not to be riding at the front of the group. But I think Jesus did what he did because God wants all of us to learn to play second fiddle. Jesus did the most horrible job that the lowest possible slave would have to do. The job that would make everybody look down on him. But there's a really important bit in that story, and it says this. This is John 13, verse 3. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he'd come from God and was returning to God. And what that means is that Jesus wasn't having to get his value by comparing himself with other people. He knew who he was. And so he was able to wash their feet, and he was able to take that second fiddle, horrible job role. He knew that he was special. He knew that he was loved by God. He knew that he was the Son of God. And so he didn't need to look at anybody else. And that set him free to love other people the way that God wanted him to. And I think when we stop comparing ourselves with other people, and we're honest, we all do it, every single one of us. But if we stop comparing ourselves to other people, it changes the way that we react inside. When we're successful, and when we win, and when we do well, and when people say nice things to us and compliment us, if you're comparing yourself to other people, it's really hard not to feel proud and boastful. Even if we don't let it out of our mouths, it's really hard not to feel it. Or if we don't win and don't succeed, if sometimes we lose or sometimes we fail, if we're comparing ourselves to other people, it's really hard not to feel envious and bitter of other people. But if we're not comparing ourselves to other people, we can invite God into those situations. And we can thank him for the times that we're successful and we do well, and we can still know that we're loved and cherished and part of his family, even when we don't succeed and do the things we want to. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is not proud, because we know that God loves us as we are completely, and so we don't need to compare ourselves to other people. We've got one more. We're not going to use the very last page of questions, so we're going to use the third one, if that's okay, David. We're just going to look at that for a few minutes together. Jesus knew, that's the verse that I read a couple of minutes ago, Jesus knew that he had come from God and was returning to God. Why do you think that that made a difference to Jesus as he came to wash his friend's feet? And how can we, and again, this may be one to, you might want to discuss it together, it may be one just to think about, it may be one to pray about. How can we stop? Because I think if we're honest, we all do it. How can we stop comparing ourselves to other people? We're going to have a few minutes to look at this, and then Astrid's going to come and lead us in prayer in a few minutes' time.